We're with Bill Gross, the founder of Farm Rescue. And Bill, you got a very nice contribution from the Engelstead family. Tell us about it and what it will go for.
Well, we sure did. The Engelstead Foundation has awarded us a $975,000 grant that we requested, and they awarded the full amount to help us out with some capital purchases that are very much needed in the terms of, tractors that's going to be used toward and harvesting equipment also. So we're very, very thankful to the generosity of the Engelstead family for helping us, during these challenging times in agriculture so we can continue helping these farm and ranch families that are injured or ill.
You know, these are very challenging times. As you talk about, Bill, talk about the incoming crop with high input costs but low commodity prices. But when you get a major illness, injury, or natural disaster, Farm Rescue, since 2006, has helped some folks stay afloat, and you should be applauded for that.
Well, thank you, Steve. Yes, we've helped more than 600 farm families since 2006, and we've expanded our services where we started with just planting, but now we provide also haying, harvesting, livestock feeding assistance, and even Operation Haylift, delivering hay to ranchers in drought-stricken or flood-stricken areas like we're helping in Nebraska right now.
The Operation Haylift, there was a lot of people who contributed hay in the Jamestown area and the Valley City area. That was just a few weeks ago that we got to see all those truckloads go down, and that's just part of what you guys do.
Well, that's correct. I mean, we've hauled hundreds of loads, but we're very thankful to the people around Jamestown and Valley City there that donated all that hay for the ranchers in Nebraska. You know, hats off to them. And people have donated hay in western North Dakota and all over the United States, really. We've brought in hay from surrounding states as far away as Michigan and Kentucky and all over. So people have really stepped up to help out, and they've donated hay through Farm Rescue to these ranchers. And we are still hauling hay to help those ranchers in Nebraska that are affected by the flood. And our next stage is we're going to help them out with some, fencing and fencing supplies, help them rebuild so they can maintain their livelihood.
Now, tell the folks, Bill, we know about the Dakotas and Minnesota and Montana, but there are other states. We're talking Nebraska now, but there are other states that Farm Rescue helps out too, right?
We sure do. We help out in six states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and even Montana. So yes, Farm Rescue has certainly grown consistently from the first year, Steve, when you and I met and at one of the first cases, and it's just a wonderful thing. We have about 1,000 volunteers nationwide, a lot of good sponsors and grantors like the Engelstead Foundation. This is not the first time they've helped us. They've helped us 2 years prior, they've partnered with us also, but they are the largest supporter of Farm Rescue, and this is the largest single grant that we have ever received at Farm Rescue. But again, being used for much needed equipment so we can continue our operations rolling forward.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was the first reporter to do the first story with you. I think it was a rancher who was injured out of, correct me now, was it Lefort, North Dakota, near Dickinson? What was the name of that town?
That is exactly correct, Steve. Good memory. That was in Lefort, North Dakota. Matt and Laura Beal, he got his hand cut off just a couple weeks before planting in a grain auger, and they had a little baby, I believe only 1 year old, and that was our very first case, and you were there. That's correct, Steve.
Yeah, that's a great, such heartwarming stories, and of course, you went from major injuries to natural disasters, and now you're into haying, and it's just fantastic. Spring planting and harvest time, Farm Rescue is there. If you want to learn more about Farm Rescue, go to their website, farmrescue.org. That's farmrescue.org. Anything else to add, Bill, before we let you go?
No, we just want to thank everyone who volunteers and supports Farm Rescue, and we are still accepting applications for spring planting. We're going to be moving into the Jamestown and Valley City area there in about a week to do some planting south of there. But we always need financial support, of course. If anyone wishes to donate to help us either in around the local area there, or even to help those ranchers in Nebraska, you can donate online at farmrescue.org or mail a check to P.O. Box 28, Horace, North Dakota, 58047. And I want to thank you, Steve, for always following up and updating people on what Farm Rescue is doing.
You're so welcome. Bill Gross, the founder of Farm Rescue, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.